the moment, it's fairly straightforward. I get an awful lot of work from the British publisher 2000 AD. And I like them very much for two reasons. One is that they accept a much wider range of subject material than the Americans. So really, if I was to be doing comics that were to make any sort of money in the US, it has to be superheroes. I mean, you know, maybe there is the occasional crime comic or something, but really it's guys in tights, pay the bills. The second thing with that is also that with the Americans, I mean, there are small American companies and there are large American companies. If I was rich and I didn't have to worry about money, to be honest, I could go to a small American company and probably pretty much pick what I wanted to do. I think I would have a good chance of publishing it. The large American companies, there is a great difficulty now with actually selling projects. It's a very big problem. So you can have an idea for something, you can send it to them. You find one editor in an American company and they like the project, so they will put it forward. It goes to yet another layer of management. If they like it, it goes to another layer. And then it comes back down through all these layers again, and each time they may decide they want changes or this or that. And the result of this is that if you have an idea, just to find out that an American publisher doesn't like it and doesn't want it, to get to know, that might take you 1 year, 2 years. With the British publishers, very often you have one editor really who is in charge of his magazine. So you can send him an email that says, you know, okay, I have this idea for this guy in the future who fights crime and he's made entirely of oranges. And he will go, yes or no, straight away. Mm-hmm. And you don't waste any time. So that is certainly an advantage from my point of view. This is not to say that I would not like to work in the American market, but because my style is very individual and not terribly well suited to the American mainstream, what I am always doing is just keeping an eye open for a project which would, if you like, both suit me and hopefully appeal to American readers. And I hope sometime within the next 5 or 10 years something will come up that I may be able to do in America and that might hopefully give me a toehold on the American market. I mean, there is a lot of money to be made in America if you work on the right projects. And one advantage to working for at least certain of the American companies is there are also issues of at least partial ownership of your projects and sometimes quite good royalty deals. The British companies can be less strong in those areas. So there are pros and cons. But on the other hand, if you were to ask me where I would expect to be working next year, it would be for 2000 AD, I would imagine.